Nurse Out of Job After Tweeting No More Viagra for White Conservative Men. By Nick Gilbertson on June 28, 2022. An advanced practice registered nurse, APRN, in Illinois is out of a job after she sent out a viral tweet explaining she would no longer prescribe Viagra to white men who vote conservative. The nurse, identified by @libsoftictic as Shauna Harris, sent out the discriminatory tweet from her now-deleted Twitter account at @shaunalyn_75. I prescribe meds. I can also choose not to prescribe them. So, from now on, if you're a white male who votes conservative, your penis needs to ask God for the power to rise. No more Viagra. Her tweet came Friday, hours after the U.S. Supreme Court's historic decision in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case, which overturned Roe v. Wade, finding the United States Constitution does not grant the right to abortion. I am allowed not to prescribe based on need. If you think God can provide, then why would I not allow for that? She said in a subsequent tweet, according to @libsoftictic. Conservative men rely on God to provide. I think that is a wonderful idea. Let us pray. After being identified as a nurse at Sarah Bush Lincoln Medical Center in Cole County, Illinois, the hospital condemned Harris's comments on Sunday. This is not the practice of Sarah Bush Lincoln. We provide care to everyone regardless of gender, sexual orientation, race, religious, sick, etc., the hospital said. This is being addressed. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. On Monday, Sarah Bush Lincoln announced the nurse was no longer with the hospital, noting that the APRN, who posted a discriminatory message on social media over the weekend, has resigned. The APRN issued an apology that was included in Sarah Bush Lincoln's announcement, acknowledging her words were hateful. I am deeply sorry for my posts on social media. I allowed my personal feelings to spill out. Those hateful words are not aligned with how I have provided care to my patients. Sarah Bush Lincoln is a wonderful organization and my actions have tarnished its reputation. I have resigned and know my patients will be well cared for. Our mission is to provide exceptional care to all, said hospital president and CEO Jerry Eckler. That means we provide care to everyone regardless of race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, disability, income, national origin, cultural personal values, beliefs and preferences. Our mission is woven throughout our fabric and discriminatory practices are not tolerated, he added. We are sorry this issue has caused turmoil.